Doctor Who, The Magical History Tour, written by William Billingsley, starring Matthew Capelke as the Doctor and Kane Major as Guy Anwar. Part 2.
It'll take a few hours to get there.
What should I do in the meantime?
Amuse yourself. There are some good books in the library, and the newspapers of various eras should be around somewhere. Only don't do the crosswords, I'm running out of them.
Oh, so things will be pretty quiet until then.
Should be. Not much can disturb us in here. Oh, every time I say that.
Ooh, what's happening?
Something's disturbing us after all. I think the TARDIS is caught up in a temporal field. I can't tell what kind, though. Hold on, I'll try something.
It worked. What did you do?
Nothing. Well, at least nothing successful. It just sort of let us go again. We've not changed course. We're certainly not damaged at all. And there's nobody unexpected on board. I think someone just wanted to let us know we're being watched.
Who? The Watcher?
That would explain why he's calling himself that. Have a look around. See if you can see anything unusual.
It's all unusual.
Yes, but anything unusual compared to how it was before.
Oh, hang on. What's this book here?
No, give me a look. A visitor's guidebook to the flora and fauna of Pandalin. How very interesting.
Oh, did Frank forget to give it to you?
No, goodness no. There's no way she could have done this. The dimensionally transcendental office is the only gimmick I left at the Society. Materializing in something inside a TARDIS in mid-flight. I'm not sure I could even do that.
Present from the Watcher, then?
Yes. He's got bigger things afoot for me than just this trip.
Oh, has he?
He's being a little too obviously mysterious. That also means he's probably evil. Nice people don't tend to gloat and show off how they know something you don't, do they, Guy?
Look, I said I was sorry about that. I was cold and wet. Anyway, you were just as bad.
Even so, I still don't like this Watcher fellow.
Why? I'd have thought sending us a guidebook was fairly helpful. It's the first thing we're gonna need.
Yes, but... Look, I fought thousands more villains than you, so I get to say when I think someone is one.
Whatever.
Besides which, somebody who uses his name as silly as the Watcher is bound to be villainous. Evildoers tend to have limited imaginations.
Oh, which makes your name all right, of course.
Ah, that's different. Anyway, call me when we arrive. I'm going to go and have a look through this.
How will I know when we get there?
Ah, there we go. It'll go ping and the time column will stop.
Sure, we're on another planet, Doctor. This looks awfully like Earth.
Most places do. At least most places I can take humans. It's analogous rather than homologous, though.
I'm sorry, I don't follow.
Dolphins look a lot like fish. The bone structure on the inside of a dolphin's fin is fairly similar to your hand, but on the outside it looks like a fin. Different evolutionary paths, similar looking result. These trees and grass are nothing like Earth's. You do know I'm an alien too, don't you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Goodness, it's pretty here. It's a shame someone had to go and put up a building in the middle of all this. Still, it's handy for fresh walks in the countryside on the workers' breaks.
I thought we were going to park out of sight.
Oh, it looks well enough. Don't worry. Come on. Locked. Check that watch I gave you. What's the time?
8:93.
Ah, then we're 21 minutes early. Now, let's see if this lock's as good as mine.
Wouldn't it be better to wait?
I'm not sure. But it wouldn't be nearly as much fun. Besides, I'd like to throw them off their guard a little. Ah, here we go.
I'll take this corridor. You take that one.
If you like. Meet me back here in 5 minutes and tell me if you find anything interesting.
Okay. And now let's see who's behind door number one.
Rats.
Okay, let's not. Doctor! Doctor, all the doors are locked. Any luck your end? Doctor?
Who the hell are you?
Oh, shit!
I'm sorry, you gave me a fright.
I'll bet I did.
Now hold on, don't shoot.
Quiet. Hello?
Yes, police, please.
Wait, my name's Guy. I'm here to meet someone called Suchard or Jacobs or...
A burglar. You have the address? Good. The police will be here in half an hour. You can wait in here.
Look, I'm supposed to be meeting someone. Toba, that's his name.
Mr. Toba is expecting a doctor. No one else. Wait in here.
Did someone mention my name?
Where the heck did you spring from?
I'm the doctor. Pleased to meet you.
Rocco. Likewise, I'm sure. I'll call Toba for you. He's here. He brought someone with him, but I think we can cope with that. See you soon.
While we're waiting, perhaps you could tell us what we're here for.
Oh, I think Toba will have to explain that. He's the boss. I'm just his tour guide. Or I will be when this all gets going, if it all gets going.
What's the problem?
You name it, it's a problem. We had a bit of a hiccup.
Why am I not surprised?
Toba's trying to do a real historical tour, right? Take people back in time, show them the major events, the whole bit.
Yes, I need to talk to you about that.
Ah, speak of the devil.
Hello, you must be the doctor. Do forgive me for keeping you waiting. I'm afraid I didn't hear the doorbell.
They didn't ring the bell. They must have picked the lock. I found Guy here trying the doors in the corridor.
Never mind. I hope your little look around was interesting.
I'm rather more interested in this history tour of yours.
Yes, we're hoping you can help us on that account. Would you like something to drink? A cup of chai, perhaps?
Chai would be lovely.
And you, Guy, was it?
Yes, I'll have one of those, whatever it is.
Great. Chai all around, then. The breakout lounge is just down this way. I imagine that's the most comfortable place. I'd offer you something more substantial, but the canteen's been closed since we had to wind things down. Rocco, get that, would you? Cups are on the second shelf down. Are you all comfortable? Is there anything else I can get you?
We're comfortable. Do you think we could get to the point right around now?
Certainly. Doctor, the history tour we operate, or would like to operate, doesn't just cover the historic parklands out the front. We plan to actually take the visitors back in time to when those parklands were the site of the capital of the indigenous population, and show them the events around the invasion, the time our people came here to colonize the planet.
Yes, yes, go on.
Here. Yeah.
Thanks.
Look, I know you must have your reservations, but we were trying to set up every precaution possible. The tour run was only going to run through the secret passages under the old citadel. Historically, these weren't in use in the time that we go to, so there was no danger of interference. The visitors could only watch the events through peepholes and cameras, and we brought in guards to prevent anyone from trying to escape into the past.
And you honestly thought that would be enough? What happened?
Something we hadn't counted on. Our chief engineer, Yannick Fulsbrake, he's one of the indigenous people, sometime last week he used the time machine after hours and escaped into history when there was nobody about.
The time machine wasn't locked?
He was our chief engineer. He had the keys and the code to unlock it. Before anyone knew, he'd gone and ensconced himself in history. Now it seems he's one of the advisors to the indigenous leader, desperately trying to get a peace treaty signed in the past to improve the conditions his people have now.
Congratulations! You've screwed things up more than any other idiots I've ever met!
One of the guards was sent after him, but so far she hasn't been able to catch or kill him. We arranged for the Watcher to get hold of you. Apparently you've got some experience in sorting this sort of thing out.
Unfortunately, yes. About half my life seems to be spent fixing up these messes.
This time machine. I'm guessing it was the Watcher's technology.
We bought it from him, and had him show our engineers how to operate it, but that's been the limit of his involvement.
Did he approach you, or you him?
We approached him. Do the two of you think you can help us with our predicament?
I'll see what I can do. Where's this time machine?
Behind the security doors on this level.
Good. We're going to blow it up.
You're what?
I'm not about to fix this, only to have you mess it up again.
Please, Doctor. Quite apart from breaking the company, the machine isn't ours. It's rented from the Watcher. I'd hate to think of the repercussions if it were damaged.
I'd hate to think of the repercussions if it isn't.
I'm not sure I understand.
It's quite simple. It's called a threat.
I'll check the machine.
Get outside, both of you.
Does everybody on this planet carry guns?
The machine's gone. We'll have to use theirs. Screw that.
Wait, they can still fix the anomaly for us.
Insist. That's your machine there, is it?
Yes.
Good. Now move.
Pardon me for asking, what just happened? There are some sensors on board the TARDIS that told me roughly where the time machine was. I'd had a small charge while you were looking around.
Thanks for telling me at the time.
You wouldn't have been nearly so convincing a decoy if you'd known. If you'd all care to step inside, Roko, I'll need the date and time your fugitive escaped to.
Thank you.
Did we hit?
Yes, this is one of the secret passages, all
right. Right. Where to?
I'm not sure. There's a peephole into the leader's office in the far wall. I'll see what I can find out.
Tober, I think you can put the gun down now.
Just as soon keep it ready.
You still need my help, you know. Who knows what this fellow of yours could do to your future? Besides, with your machine gone, I'm your only way back.
What are you trying to pull, Doctor?
Actually, if we're in the middle of an invasion, an armed guard might come in handy.
I suppose so. Have it your own way, Tober.
We seem to be a misheard.
Oh, this is the first time for everything.
Elmfeast, the guard was sent to hunt down Fulsbrake, is in with Agant now. I'm afraid she doesn't get anywhere this time.
What was that?
It came from Agant's office.
Blast! She's shot someone. I didn't know she did that. Look, she should be through here any minute.
Tober, Roker, thank goodness. I've been trying to get back for an hour.
Who's that?
Another Elmsfeast. Where did you come from?
Upstairs. These tunnels run for miles.
How many times did you send her back in time?
A few. Does it matter?
Of course it matters!
This is the plan. There's a revolving wall that leads just outside Agant's office. They should all pour out of the office any minute to find out where I went after the last shot. So, we should be clear to go in and steal a tower key from her office. That's where they take the force from.
No, keep away from there. You mustn't meet yourself.
Why ever not? Why not like myself?
Get her away from there.
Delighted to meet me.
Stop her! She mustn't touch her other self! Tober, not like that, you idiot! Guy, grab him! I've got him! Get that gun off him. Roko, hold the other Elmsfeast. She mustn't touch the body.
Tober, you...
Roko, I said hold her!
I'm alright. I think she missed.
He shot me!
Guy, get over here. Bring Tober. I'll get the body.
What are you doing?
This...
Oh, hello.
Guards, quickly! Who are you?
I'm the Doctor, this is Guy, and this is Mr. Tober. And this is a dead body of an assassin we just caught in a secret passage.
Guards! I said quickly!
On second thoughts, Guy, give Mr. Tober's gun, please. Thanks. Lovely to meet you, whoever you are, but I think we'll be going now. We'll leave this body here. It's the assassin who just shot... Who did she shoot?
Me!
Even better, you won't be running after us either. Good afternoon.
Jenning, you called me?
Yes. Did you have any success with Mr. Fulsbrake, madam?
No, he won't admit to a damn thing. Now, what news did you have?
Fortune has favoured us rather more here. We have the assassin, or her body at least.
You do? That is good news.
Some unknown gentleman shot her dead in a secret passage.
I wasn't aware we had any secret passages.
Neither was I until now, madam. I'm sorry to say that the gentleman in question escaped. You recall you took all the guards with you.
Yes, a pity. Still... Show me this body. I want to see the face of my assailant.
Very good, madam.
Ah, sadly, I didn't recognize her. She smells strange. Maybe an invader after all. That would be bad. Cut her open and see.
You know they'll come after us.
Of course they will. That's what they're for.
What?
Guards, they're incredibly useful. Just wait for them to catch you and they'll take you straight to whoever's running it all. Solves all that hunting around for the right office. Well, not always. Sometimes they just lock you in a cell, but if you're mysterious enough, the powerful people will come and find you.
Fine. Wonderful. Now, would someone like to tell me what we're doing out here?
Temper, temper. You don't have that gun anymore.
Would someone please like to tell me what we're doing out here?
I thought you might be a bit happier to be away from Miss Elmsfeast at the moment. Besides, I had to separate her from her dead body.
But why the woods?
It's a quiet spot where I can wait for something to happen. Come on this way.
If we're just waiting for something to happen, why, come on this way.
You'll see.
Is he always this awkward?
You're not from around here, are you?
No, I'm an off-worlder. Just here for the business.
Excellent, because I've been wondering about lots of things.
Like what?
Like why Roko seems so much more confident about what's going on when you're supposedly his boss. Sounds like I've hit the mark on that one, then.
What do you expect? Does a general manager have to be all cool, calm and collected when he's stuck out in the woods in the Dark Ages?
I suppose not, but I was thinking before that. I don't know, it just sounded like you were working to a script.
Is that what all this is about? Are we just out here for a deep and meaningful? If so, I'd much rather we got on with the job and went home.
Tober, keep up.
Go on if you like. I'm going to sit here, and when you two have finished your fun and games in the wood, we can go back to the Citadel and find Fallsbrake.
Ah, now that's what I was waiting for to happen.
What is it?
Whoa, that is big.
It's called an apotheos, Mr. Toba. Would you like to answer my questions now?
What in hell?
I wouldn't run, Toba. If you do, then things tend to recognize you as prey and chase you down.
What do you want me to do then?
Well, I'd like you to answer some of my questions. On the other hand, I want to stay there.
God, it's coming closer. How do I get it to back off?
You see, the watcher left me with a book in the local forum.
How do I get it to back off?
First, tell me everything.
Doctor, are there more of them?
Lots, everywhere. And this one has a particularly tasty flavor. What does Roko really want?
Fallsbrake. I told you to get Fallsbrake.
Fine, we'll start with you then. What's your role?
Nothing. I'm the money man, that's it.
You're going to tell me rather a lot more than that.
What is this, an interrogation?
Absolutely.
Roko came to me. A time machine from the Watcher. With a little investment money, he could make a killing. He just needed my money and me to go along with the pretense.
What was his plan?
Making the title on the land. Half land on the planet's been covered by native title claims and can't be used. Change what treaties get signed and you change the laws in the future. We can use the land how we like. Helm's Feast has failed 5 times, so we brought you in to do it for us.
So he wants to get Fallsbrake to stop the treaty from being signed?
I don't know. I guess so.
Elmsby said Fallsbrake's already imprisoned in the tower. He can't get a treaty signed.
Does he want to stop the treaty being signed? Does he want to martyr Fallsbrake to get it signed?
I don't know!
Tell me!
Get this thing away! It's going to eat me!
Then tell me which it is.
I said I don't know!
I really do think you're going to be eaten.
Doctor!
I don't know, man! Get it off! I don't know!
In the Magical History Tour Part 2, the Doctor was played by Matthew Kapelke, Guy Anwar Kane Major, Agan Wendy Musgrove, Jenning David Hutchinson, Elm's Feast Yana Kildee, Roko William Billingsley, and Toba by Vitol Tietze. The Magical History Tour was written by William Billingsley, the production secretary was David Hutchinson, script editing was by Vitol Tietze, the title theme was by Ron Grainer and the London Theatre Orchestra. Incidental music was by Chris Thompson. Post-production was by Matthew Kapelke. The Magical History Tour was produced by Matthew Kapelke and directed by William Billingsley. Copyright 2000, BTR Productions. No attempt has been made to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who, which remains property of the British Broadcasting Corporation.